cops used to come around, you know, my neighborhood. All right, you kids, stop having so much fun. Move along.
Oh, they'd arrest me, you know, especially at night. They have a curfew, right? Best again to be home by 11, Negroes 12. And you'd be trying to get home, you know, doing your crew runs. They always would catch you out in front of a store or something. Because you'd be taking shortcuts, right? Cops. Put your hands up, black boy.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. We just came here to party. See a few dames, exchange some names. I'm a top shot, the kid, stay in your lane. The cop shot the kid, same old same. Pour out a little liquor, champagne for pain. Slap boxing in the street. Crack the hydrant in the heat. Cop cars on the creek. Doing they roundups, we just watch for the sweet. Yeah, it's hotter than July. It's the summer when niggas die. It's the summer when niggas ride. Together we'll be strong, but forever we divide. So y'all are blowing my high. Type of that's killing my vibe. White kids are brought in alive. Black kids get hit with like five.
Hey guys, and welcome to Stay Woke with Ant. I am your host, Anthony Council, with a very special guest. I will let him introduce himself. Go ahead, bro.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Andy Harris. I'm a freshman communications major at the exclusive Morehouse College.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So we have an amazing show for you guys today. Today we are talking about the Paramount shooting that happened last Tuesday. And before we get started, our thoughts and our prayers go out to all the victims who were fatally wounded, to anyone who is either shaken or anyone who has either faced any type of wounds or anything like that. Just know that our thoughts and prayers are with y'all and everything else with that.
Indeed, with that being said, I'd like to send a special prayer out to Elise Spencer, who was fatally shot, not fatally, but she was shot to the chest. She is safely back at school, currently getting her classes scheduled in Atonement College.
Exactly. And like we said, with her, she was a sweet, sweet girl, like for sure. Like everyone who I've either met has either known her or has either met her in person. And I mean, when hearing about that, I know a lot of people were upset. A lot of people were sad. I mean, especially at Spelman. I mean, knowing that one of your, you know, a freshman, like class of 2023, mm-hmm. Shout out to all you guys, class 2023, knowing that one of them got fatally wounded or shot, I mean, that's just awful.
It's funny, with that being said, my next door neighbor, Lawrence, his Spelman sister happens to be Elise Spencer, and he had no clue up until she said, well, I got shot, because she immediately grabbed onto him and was like, I hope I can make it down this. When we walked down to the gym, she was struggling to even walk because of the pain that she had to deal with.
Oh my gosh.
And so he hadn't even realized. He's like, are you okay? He's like, I got shot. And so I was like, I looked forward and I'm like, oh wow, that's her.
Yeah.
And so he was shaking up after I got to speak to him about it afterwards. And so I'm like, that's crazy, you know?
That is crazy. That is crazy. We're going to get a little more deep into the conversation about the shooting at the Paramount in front of Clark Atlanta's, or the AUC, correctly, the AUC Library. We're going to get a little more deep into that and into what happened as well. We're going to go into what happened this past weekend at the Spellhouse Exchange. Also, we're going to be talking about why HBCUs don't really get as much recognition as PWIs, because at the end of the day, like we were talking before we got on the show, if this happened at either USC or any PWI,
it'd be everywhere.
I mean, it'd be all over the news, like all over the news. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it happened here, it's like, oh, it's just
another one.
Right, right. Just another one. But we're going to get deeper into that. This is Stay Woke with Ant, part of Anthony's Leadership Council. Like I said, we have Andy right here. And if you guys want to talk to him or call him or anything like that, just follow him on his social media at
andy.harris14 on Instagram.
And you can also follow him on his Twitter as well.
That would be Andy Harris with 3 S's at the end.
And if you guys have any questions for him, you can either contact me at my Instagram, AntCouncil23. That's AntCouncil23. This is Stay Woke with Ant, and we'll be right back after this short break where we're going to break it down about what happened that fatal Tuesday night right before school started for Morehouse, Spelman, and Clark Atlanta students that Tuesday night. We'll be right back after the short break.
This life I cannot change. In the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. For this life I cannot change. In the hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang. Drop the top, play hide and seek. Jump inside, jump straight to the lead. Take a sip, feel just how I be. On freeway, but no, ain't nothing free. Been laws, been lanes. Been busting bills, but still ain't nothing changed. You in the mob, soon as you rock the chain. She caught the waves, just thumbing through my brains.
Heat up, belly, I just heat up. Your love, all that I needed is a buzz. Feel the stuff, you know how to keep me up. Icy love, icy like a hockey puck.
For this life I cannot change. Hidden hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang.
Pop it, for this life I cannot change. Hidden hills, deep off in the main. M&M's, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang.
All the ones, all the chains piled on the mantle. All the dogs, low creed, right behind me in the Phantom. Yeah, never go dip on the set, stay Santana. Yeah, run it back, turn the lights on when I hit up Green Lantern. Yeah, fly the bras, fly the dogs down to Atlanta. Yeah, in the cut, in Medusa, lay low, yeah, I might be. Yeah, roll up, help me calm down when I'm moving high speed. Yeah, if I send one, need to text back, cause you know what I need. Oh, please. Oh, me. Oh, my. We've been moving for some time. Flexing, flexing, try to exercise. This life I cannot change. Hidden hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top, pop it, let it bang.
Pop it, for this life I cannot change. Hidden hills, deep off in the main. Eminem, sweet like candy cane. Drop the top.
Back on the bully when cats used to harmonize, yeah. Like, my men and my women, don't forget about the dame. This is not the most of king, yo. It's about a thing,
Feel yo. Real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you and him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, then you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million.
million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in, hair weaves like Europeans, fake nails done by Koreans. Come again, yeah. A win-win, come again. With his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Poppy Yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's stop pretend. The one that pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of his basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate men. The sleepy silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, yo, come again. The red drink, come again.
Intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
Let's say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you're too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. He wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something I don't know. Go ahead.
It's a difference from loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
Well, you tell me. What's the difference?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Okay, Shan.
You can love anybody, but when you're in love with somebody, you're looking at it like this. You're taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, or no matter what he or she do. You look at it like this.
If you fall in love, you can fall out of love.
I just love somebody. You might stop being in love with them, but you is not going to stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before.
Yeah, true.
Or they've never been in love before, or they don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
She poetic.
She killed it. We get in that conversation with that, right?
Hey guys, and welcome back to Stay Woke with Ant, part of Anthony's Leadership Council. I am your host, Anthony Council, and we have Andy Harris here with us talking about everything and anything under the sun, because we like to keep it real, we like to keep it 100 on a big scale. And before we get into our topic, we're going to do what we usually do. We're going to do the weekend circuit, so I'll let you start, bro. What'd you do this weekend?
All right, this weekend, let's talk about Saturday. First thing that we did, I went to the Spellhouse Exchange, which was located at the King's Chapel at Morehouse College. And at that, we finally received our Spellman Sisters. Us Morehouse men, we received our Spellman Sisters. That was a great experience for me, Funny enough, my stomach sister and I, we share the same birthday.
Seriously?
Little did I know, yeah.
Y'all sent, that's crazy.
About 20 minutes later, she said she was in Aries, which I am as well, and I asked her what her birthday was, and she said, same as mine. I'm like, no, it's not. Mine's that day. I'm like, okay.
Are y'all born in the same year?
She's a year older than I am.
Oh, snap. Yeah. That'd be crazy.
I know, right? I'm like, my God, really?
That's weird. Crazy.
The crazy part is it's completely random. And so it's completely random. I walked up to her, didn't know who she was. She didn't know who I was. And then 20 minutes later, we found out we had the same birthday. I'm like, okay.
That's crazy. Well, you know, birthdays are going to be easy for y'all.
Right.
What do you want for your birthday? Oh, well, you know, same day. So, I mean, who knows? But
exactly.
That's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. Yeah, right. For me, the Spellhouse Exchange, that was pretty cool. I think the cool part was, like, when they were talking about, like, on the panel, mm-hmm. like, they were talking about, like, what you should and should not do.
Right.
Don't date your spellman sister. Don't do that. Don't do that. If y'all listening, y'all go to Morehouse or Spellman, don't date your spell. Don't date her. Ladies, women, don't date him. Don't do that because, like, I can understand how that can, like, you know, rock the boat or, you know, like.
It's a little awkward when you think about the fact that you're still dating your brother or sister.
Imagine breaking up with your Spellman sister or your Morehouse brother. That would be weird.
Dear Lord, that'd be terrible.
I bet you would just have to, like, disown them. Like, yeah.
You'd have to adopt somebody else.
Facts. I actually got adopted by a Spellmanite.
Okay. That's
pretty cool. Yeah. Her name's Hannah. Shout out to you, Hannah. She's pretty cool. It was funny because, like, I was sitting with Jordan.
Okay.
And Jordan was talking to Hannah on, like, the bench, and I was walking by and I saw them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was trying to, you know, spit game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something as he usually tries. Like, you know? Right, exactly. Like Jordan. Exactly. You know how he likes to, you know,
socialize
and go on tours.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. But so he was, I guess, trying to, you know, spit game and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, like, saw him and I walked down. I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? And they dap him up. He thinks that I'm just going to dap him up and keep him moving. I don't do that. I'm not like that. You know, I dap him up. I'm like, hey, what's up? You doing good? Then I talk to Hannah, and, like, we're talking and stuff. And then she's like, no, I ask her, like, if she had a Morehouse brother and stuff. And she's like, oh, no, because, like, we had to go on a farm thing, water and plant, and, you know, because mm-hmm. that was for the honors students.
Right, okay.
And so when that happened, she was like, oh, I don't have one. And I was like, oh, really? And I was like, I'll be your Morehouse brother. She's like, oh, really? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, that's what's up. So now I adopted one.
Good for you, baby.
Jordan was mad. That boy was mad. He was like, bro, what are you doing? Oh, my God. He was so mad the whole day. And I was trying to fix it. I was like, bro, I got you. I'll fix it, all right? Like,
it's like she's your sister. You can put him on.
Exactly. And I was trying to fix things. Mm-hmm. But he was like, man, you already ruined it. And I was like, okay, whatever. I try my best. But what did you do on Sunday?
Sunday, I just took it easy, honestly. I know that with school coming around, I need to stay focused and make sure that I'm not behind before I can get ahead. You know? I need to stay ahead while I am. So my focus was reading up, doing my homework, making sure that I was prepared for the upcoming week. So really laid back day, kind of stayed in bed as long as I could until about 12:30, and then went to eat breakfast.
What time did you wake up? I mean, what time you go to bed last night? The other night. It's not last night.
Ooh, because I went to the concert.
Oh, yeah.
Two Chainz concert. That was fun, too. A lot of famous people came out. Two Chainz came out. Megan Thee Stallion came out.
Like, late?
They came out late, yeah.
Two Chainz was trying to run the whole show.
I wouldn't even call it that. He
was trying to run the whole show.
I mean, he was the headliner, so, like, he technically had the obligation. He could have and really should have, but then again, he only had about 10 minutes to perform.
Yeah.
Given that other performers that are less known than he is performed longer than he did at his own show.
I mean, it's Two Chainz and friends.
No, that is true.
It's Two Chainz and then other people, you know.
And that's...
It's like Two Chainz should be, like, you know, the main... And then, like, if other people aren't able to perform because 2 Chainz is doing his thing, then, you know, just get booted off, you know, like, don't even come. Like, but Megan Thee Stallion was live as heck.
Oh,
like,
and she definitely was. She did a great job, and I was, you know,
she was live. She
very
was live.
Impressed, you know. I was disappointed that 2 Chainz couldn't perform as long as he wanted to, because I'm a big 2 Chainz fan. I always have been.
Same.
And the way that he spoke about, I don't know if you were there, so I'm not sure if you heard what he said. He said that they wanted to, the people that were running the show wanted him to leave the stage as expeditiously as possible.
Expeditiously.
Yeah, I had to use that word. Shout out to my Morehouse
and SL leaders. Morehouse slang, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
So they tried to make him leave as quickly as he humanly could because they wanted him to, they wanted other people to perform. Other more relevant performers, as it sounded.
That's tough, though.
Exactly. And he tried to stay on as long as he could for the fans that wanted to see him perform, which was a majority of them.
Yeah.
And even in the middle of his song, he had to stop and walk off the stage because they told him that he had to leave.
I was upset about that. I was like, bro, really? Let him stay.
I was ready to leave after that. I was really disappointed.
Me too.
Only reason I stayed was because Megan Thee Stallion came out like 5 minutes after. So yeah. I was like, okay.
She came out late, though. Like, it was like, I was like, oh, well, she played one song. Okay.
We were time to go. People that I was with, we were honestly ready to leave because most of the people that we came for didn't come out until much later.
Yeah.
We only stayed because Quavo came out with Sweetie.
That was cold. That was cold.
I was so surprised. I was like, wow. Because given this was my first concert that I've ever been to in my entire life.
Seriously?
Yeah. I didn't go to concerts like that.
I went to an MC Hammer concert. That was an interesting concert. Very interesting. Shout out to Mr. Michael, but... Very interesting concert. MC Hammer. No, it was Kid and Play. Kid and Play was there.
Okay.
MC Hammer, obviously. They have the, I think it was the Something Live crew. I forgot what the name is. But a bunch of old timers who were like still kind of relevant and stuff like that.
That's cool.
But yeah, it was pretty cool though. I thought it was cool. But for me, my Sunday went, I went to my aunt Jackie and Uncle Sammy's house. I had some home cooking, bro. Like, cannot go wrong with home cooking.
Ain't nothing like it.
I mean, home cooking is good. Like, we had chicken. We had chicken thighs. We had green beans. We had some fish. She made some brownies. Had some homemade tea. And then we were talking about neck bones, frog legs, and alligator.
Sounds like y'all are from Louisiana.
Man, it was so good. I mean, if y'all haven't had no home-cooked meal, like, home-cooked, I'm not talking about the calf. I'm talking about some home-style, like, you know, go home, go to the house on a Sunday afternoon, after church, 5 o'clock, eat some dinner. You got some collard greens, beans, mac and cheese.
Preach.
I mean, like, you know, the mac and cheese that's kind of like in the shell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because even though the food that they serve in the cafe is good, it's not exactly 5-star and it's not exactly home cooked. So
I mean, like, it's good. Like, I mean, that chicken was aight. The chicken's
pretty good. You know, they had the barbecue chicken the other day. I was impressed.
That was good though.
I was impressed.
That was good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't like the cream of wheat that they serve.
No, I don't.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what cream of wheat is. I know what it is now. I know it's not tasty. Their grits are good. Their grits hit. But we're getting off topic. We're talking about food too much. Like we said before, that was the weekend circuit. We're going to hop right into this topic about the Paramount as well as what's been going on in Atlanta around the AUC. Like I always say, this show is not for me. This show is for y'all. This is all for y'all and... just showing support to anyone who's listening, whether you're listening from Texas, Atlanta, California, all over the world, India, China, Philippines, Jamaica, anywhere. This is all for y'all. And if you guys have any topics you guys want to talk about or any topics you guys want me or us to talk about, just hit me up. Just text me. Or DM me, better words, DM me on Instagram or follow me on Snapchat or anything like that. But speaking of, just going back to the Spellman sister, the Spellhouse exchange, it was pretty cool. Like we said, it was an amazing experience. But just knowing that, that could be. The person who, you know, your kids will call uncle or aunt.
Right.
Or the person who, like, you can call if, you know, you're in a jam or anything like that. Because, like, some of them on the panel, they call each other, like, every day.
Right.
I don't know if I could do that with my spoon sister. But, I mean, they do that, like, 24/7. And I get that. I mean, you got to... It's going to be like a personal bond. I mean, something you're not going to break. That's like your best friend.
It's so. Really what you make out of it, you know, because even if they're classified, quote unquote, as your spellman sister, it's only what you make out of it. So if you want them to be your genuine sister, you have to put in effort just like you do with everything else. Mm-hmm. And so I know with my spellman sister, she's called me at least once every day since Saturday.
Wow.
Except for today. And I'm still expecting a call. Aaliyah, I'm looking out for that call. Just putting that out there. No, but, you know, I'm really excited about having another sister to the family. I have a little sister at home. She's 6 years old. Krista, I miss you. I'll be back home soon. But, you know, like I said, this has been a new experience for me. And having a sister that's, you know, older than me is another new experience.
You know she gonna get on your nerves, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she is. But I'm looking forward to it because, like, it's good to have somebody that's on me, making sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do because our parents aren't here right now.
Right.
My parents are back in California, so, you know.
Shout out to West Side.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
You know, so I'm making sure, I need to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and apparently my sister's going to do the same, and I'm going to do the same for her. That's what a relationship is.
It's very true. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Stay Woke with Ant. Remember, guys, stay woke in every situation that you guys are in, whether that is at the library, whether that is at home, whether that's you're on your job or you're, you know, I don't know.
Wherever you are, you could be at your school's campus, you could be off campus, you could be walking around, it's unsafe neighborhood, right. Or a safe neighborhood. Just keep your eyes open. Make sure that you're aware of it, all your surroundings.
Always. This is Stay Woke with Ant, part of Anthony's Leadership Council. We'll be right back after the short break where we're going to be talking about and we're going to break down the Paramount shooting and everything under the sun. So stay woke with Ant. We'll be right back.
Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dope. Thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go, cause I got me a drop top. And if I hit the switch, I can make the drop. To stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. To the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static from the cowards. Cause just yesterday them boos tried to blast me. Saw the police and they rolled right past me. No flexing, didn't even look in a brother's direction as I ran the intersection. Went to show dog's house, they was watching your MTV raps. What's the haps on the craps? Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of homies and watch me break 'em with a 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door little jump. I picked up the cash flow. Then we played bones and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Yeah.
left my homie's house paid. Picked up a girl, been trying to dig since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. Felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed them. And my Jimmy runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her butt to sleep. Woke her up around one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped the bird off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fine dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for the murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it read Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my page is still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day. Stop this, man. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken bottle top and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Stay Woke with Ant. Oh, wait, that was wrong. Hold on, let me do it again. Hey guys, and welcome back to Stay Woke with Ant. I'm your host, Anthony Council, and I have a very special guest, Mr. Andy
Harris.
Yes, sir. And we are talking about the Paramount shooting that happened on Tuesday. I'll be honest, like, when I saw that, well, I mean, I was there, but I wasn't there. Like, I was, like, inside the gate and stuff still. Okay. But I still kind of saw, like, the people running down the hill and stuff.
Right.
And so I'm standing there, and I'm talking with I'm talking with my Spellman sisters, like, three of them, right? Mm. And then all of a sudden I hear, like, pow, pow. And I'm like, well, what happened? Like oh, it's probably nothing. It's probably just fireworks. And, you know, you look up, there's no fireworks, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, you're like six more. It's like, pop, 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 pop. I'm like, oh, those aren't fireworks. Those
aren't fireworks.
And then all of a sudden, I see just everybody just running down the hill, like just running down the hill into the gate and just running, 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 like down the hill, like just a whole bunch of people just running down the hill. And, I mean, just seeing all that was just, I didn't know what to think. All I saw was people run down the hill and hearing shots being fired, and that's it. And if you guys don't know, before I let Mr. Harris, my Morehouse brother, talk, I mean, we're actually outside of where that actually happened. We're actually inside the library where that happened. Not inside of where the thing happened, but it happened outside the library.
Right.
But at the end of the day, like, that's what happened. So,
I was a little bit closer than Mr. Council was. I had just walked away from the party. I was with my friend Zion, and we had left for a completely unrelated reason. Mm. But when we had walked away, we were waiting for a couple of our friends to leave as well. And
Did you guys see the shots being fired, or did you guys leave early before it even happened?
We left just before it happened. We were like halfway down the street or halfway down the promenade.
Yeah.
And so it was just the two of us, and we were waiting for a couple of our friends to follow.
Yeah.
And so we turned around, so like we were like, where are they? And so we figured they were gonna come follow us. We kept walking. We heard one shot, and so we looked up. We were like, what was that? We're like, okay, maybe it was a balloon or firework, something like that. Then we heard more. We're like, that's not a balloon or a firework. So we just took off and ran. Down the street, and when we got back to the dorm, we stayed outside to make sure that everyone got back in safely. And once we knew that everyone was in, we didn't leave after that. You know, for me, even though I was born in the Bronx, New York, I've never been I've never been that close to, you know, gunshots. So that was really alarming, really eye opening for me, because, you know, like I said, I've never been that close to anything like that, any violence like that. So that really threw me through a loop. And even now, I was really reluctant to come here today, because we're right outside of where it happened, so that really threw me off, and I had to come by myself, which is what I didn't want to do, but I'm a man of my word, so I came down here anyway. But, you know, back to shooting, my friend Jordan, who was there, like, who we were talking about before the show started, he was right next to the gunshots. Thank the Lord that he wasn't impacted, and neither were any of people he knew. But unfortunately, Lee Spencer and I believe someone else named Mia was also shot in the leg.
Yeah, because there was four of them. Four of them got shot. Two from Spellman and then two from Clark. Luckily, no one from Morehouse was shot. But, I mean, at the end of the day, like, life's a life, so. I mean, right. And a bullet has no name.
Exactly.
That's the huge thing. And I was getting my stuff, like, handled in the financial aid stuff. And my grandfather was there, and, like, we were talking, and apparently that day there was, like, a huge meeting, right, with, like, all the faculty, and, like, everybody was gone, basically, because the president, shout out to President,
President Thomas,
you know, the only president that I know and love, President David A. Thomas. They had a big meeting with Mr. Thomas. Dr. Thomas, Dr. Thomas. And I asked, like, what was it about, and if they talked about, like, safety or anything like that. And they did. They talked about safety, and apparently that, I mean, you've noticed it. The police,
they're more present now.
Exactly. And apparently that the police officers, like, had a meeting from Clark, Spellman, and Morehouse, just talking about probably what happened, as well as what they can do to prevent this from ever happening again. Because from what my understanding was, is that they were there, quote unquote, there, but not there.
See, my issue is they shouldn't have to be prompted by a shooting on campus to be present where they should be. My problem is they are being paid money to protect students of these three schools. If they were actually present, something like this would not have happened. There's less of a chance that armed men will walk onto our campus and open fire on students. You know, that's the big issue. I find it troubling and honestly nerve-wracking, the fact that they were just so able to quote-unquote blend in and walk onto our campus and, you know, shoot students. That's an issue. I can't even help but laugh at the fact that it actually happened.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't imagine that happened here, but again, we are in the hood, so anything is possible.
Right. Like, so come on now, we right outside, and I mean, with that, I mean, like, if you look at every HBCU, like,
even the Howards, the Xaviers, the Fists, they're all in the hood.
I mean, yeah. I mean, every college. I mean, every HBCU is in the hood. I mean, like, you can vouch for that. I mean, honestly, it's crazy. Excuse me. But going along with that, I did some research on the shooting and stuff like that and when it happened, because the next day after it happened, it was on the news. It was on, like, Fox News. And, like, when it showed, everybody was looking at the TV. I mean, everybody was looking at it. And it was crazy. But when I found out, like, who it was, I don't know what the name of the person was. I wouldn't even say the name because, you know, safety first, always.
Yeah.
But just looking at the picture, I mean, he looked like a regular student. A regular student.
Exactly.
Like, really? Like, so a regular...
When I say he blended in,
man,
I mean it.
Like, T-shirt, top hat, jeans, like...
It's funny, my friend Zion said that he saw him when he walked in. He didn't know at first that he was going to do the stuff that he did. He didn't see the weapon.
That's crazy.
The weapon or anything.
That's crazy.
He just saw the guy and was like...
Oh, it was a regular dude.
Exactly. It's a regular dude.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Okay.
For sure. But we're not gonna go deep into the details of who that person is, because, you know, we're not gonna know, like, just no, we're not gonna go deep into that, because stuff could follow up with that. But going kind of into our next segment with that, the good thing with that was, before I go into it, the good thing about it was is that none of the women were targeted, so that's a blessing, because if they were, Lord knows. But I we'll go deep into this in the next segment after the break, but just the black-on-black crime that has been happening, I mean, like, with that, because, I mean, really, like, why we got to hurt our own people? Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
There's already basically an entire world against us, so I don't understand why we have to go to these lengths to.
Look, this right here is already a crime as it is.
Exactly.
Look, I was reading a book, and this is the last thing before we go to the break, but I was reading a book. I mean, we have to read it. It's a particular type of black man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this kid, he goes to school, and the white kids are like, they come up to him, and they're like rubbing his skin, and they're like, I want to come off. Like, it's dirt. Mm. And I'm like, really? Really? I mean, I get it. You a six-year-old kid. You don't know what the difference between a bologna sandwich and a ham sandwich is. You don't know the difference between pepper-nickel or regular bread. You don't know the difference between your right shoe and your... Okay, you probably should know the difference between your right shoe and your left shoe.
Maybe.
But, I mean, like you don't know the difference between, like, you know, an alligator or a crocodile. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, how is he supposed to know that, like, oh, this is my skin, this is who I am, this is how it's made? Like, no, of course not.
You're born with it, you're stuck with it.
Right.
So you have to make the best of it.
Facts. And just seeing that, like, when he was rubbing his skin and he ran away and telling him, like, oh, it won't come off. I was like, really, bro? Really? We can talk about that in another show. But this is Stay Woke with Anthony Council. Stay Woke with Ant. Or Stay Woke with Ant. Part of Anthony's Leadership Council. With my co-host, Mr. Andy Harris. And we'll be right back after the short break, where we're going to also talk about why some HBCUs don't get as much recognition. That's the word. What he said. As PWIs, because at the end of the day, if this happened at any PWI, I guarantee this would have made national news. But like I said, stay woke, be aware of your surroundings, and okay. I know I said I'm gonna go to the break. I know I said that. But like before that, let's just talk about one thing. There's no such thing as a safe place.
Ooh.
Like, no such thing as a safe place. Like, at all. What I've been saying since the incident happened is that the only safe place there is heaven, or wherever you believe life after death is. Mm-hmm. Because life is not promised. The only thing that's promised is death. And you just, like we said, a bullet has no name. I mean, God or whoever you believe in up there is, I mean, I'm a follower of Christ. So, I mean, whoever, God can pull you a number anytime, any place. He can call my number right now if he wanted to. Like, real.
I'm praying on it.
Like, what?
I'm hoping he comes back.
Oh, I thought you were saying for your number to be called. I was like, no. Oh, okay.
No.
I mean, hey, love you, bro. Like, no cap. Love you, bro. Like, but hey, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go. But like I said, like, there's no such thing as a safe place. Be aware of your surroundings. Make sure you stay woke, because if you're not, you're going to be sleeping under a rock like Patrick. And no one wants to be sleeping under a rock like Patrick.
Except for Patrick.
Exactly. Right. You want to be sleeping in a pineapple like SpongeBob. And keep it real. We keep it hot. We keep it 100. This is Stay Woke with Andy Harris, part of Anthony's Leadership Council. We'll be right back after the short break. Let's get this bread. Let's go.
These prayed on my downfall.
Wait, what?
These prayed on my downfall. Ooh. On our team, Chasta the tour.
You did.
Show these disloyal how to boil. Go get a thermometer for the pot. I need to cook right. Let's keep that water 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You ever been inside a federal courtroom? You ever went to trial and fought for your life? Being broke did something to my spirit. Ass to plug me, they act like they couldn't hear me. Look at me not, driving German engineering. You don't want your baby mama, keep the from near me, Kilroy. Remember when I used to use your L's to hit the road, hit the O and make them big boy sales move? Remember when you had them green things mailed with vacuum seals, trying not to have them green things smell? Feds was on me. What you know about related through money? I don't know nothing. I just used to see them walk to the Coney. My body count go from Persian to Cody. Any further questions, you could take that up with the lawyer. My Finkel J money, Brightmo Low Project, Joe will tell you every day before school. I sold a half bow. How you think I won best dressed with no support? And had them paid lawyers coming in and out of court. Hey, Wando, ATO, ain't it a blessing? We made it out Kentucky after all that happened. After the pre-trials, after the status, after them impact statements, after the castle. Hey, JR, ain't it a blessing? We made it out of Lansing after all that happened. After Michigan State, after Hubbard, when our mans told on us, them bands they took from us. Joy Rowe, but the money long is 6 mile, brick mile, knock your down, pick her up, knock her back down, pull her tracks out. Yes, I slap girl, yes, I slap dog, yes, I slap loud, yes, I slap a if he act out. Yes, I caught cases on the road with them killers, bro. Me if I snitch, cause if you snitch, I'm gon' you through. Spent a lot of time on the yard with them gorillas, stood tall, did I let quit being silly? I know for a fact your get wet for it. Cause I do it better, plus I'm doing better than I'm at home when I'm down there in Lexington. About the king, they gon' drop you in, who next to you? Go get it. Say a little T, get ahead of them. When you take off, I'll look back and try to rescue them.
I got
this man's to make sure you get the rest of them. Don't let them get the best of you, just get the revenue.
Let's get it.
So let me know what you can handle. Okay, come grab it. Here goes some extra, so if I'm busy, you can manage. Fiends happy, bling dancing, need $60 salary. Get it there and back, tell the feds I need a challenge. My first offer was 30 years, not a day lower. I told them niggas holler at me when they sober on parole. I'm a felon, you think I ain't got that blower? Yeah, you right, bro. Take his head off, show him. You hear me? Hit the rolly stove with the rolly on. What was our getaway car, Jag portfolio? You hear me? Hey, I heard I had some sneak dishes. Whoever feeling hot, that AR got a heat sensor. Cuz said don't entertain him, homie. I wish I would pay attention to these homies. Don't call my phone, I don't wanna do no song with.
What's this?
And tell your to tighten up before I bone it.
I'm on my way.
I don't know you. Wrong with
who is them?
Through these white buffs, I can see the free my Perico, that boy be free peace. Shoot the smile off your face. I don't joke with
nigga.
Boy, I can't trust you with that strap if you ain't got no bodies. Boy, I can't take you on no lick if you ain't robbed nobody. You ain't no shooter, you can't do that without no molly. I came home and had wetter than Kalahari. 30 months ago, they think that I was coming home. Shout out to them freaks that I've been on. Get them to the crib, bust them down, I run alone. This SK and get to shaking like it's something wrong. 30 bands, 2 times, watch this money clone. The feds say my name hot like when the oven on. I came home to my little brother gone. Say they looking for me, pull up in the scuddy zone. Who said I'm a snitch? You just heard a lie from him. Better check the black and white, that paperwork will vote for him. Zero toleration for that, take his life from him. He don't want that pistol play, okay, I Tyson him. I ain't here from when I had them blues on. So soon as I'm done, put your shoes on. I'm on parole in 2 states, I can't move wrong. The feds trying to build a case, I can't move wrong. I want the trial back to back, I'm 2-0. State of Kentucky banned me from Mary Jury
store.
See, I can't even be in public with my hoodie
take
on.
That off.
Michigan State don't want them here, they don't know what he on. I know they prayed on my downfall.
I already know that.
I know they prayed on my downfall. On all 10, I stood tall.
All 10 toes.
Show these disloyal how to ball.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it to the kids who the hell cares. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. 2 shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of 2 distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids, but then it changed. That's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just that's just the way it is. Oh yeah. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
See no changes, all I see is racist faces. Misplaced hate makes disgrace the racist. We under, I wonder what it takes to make this one better place, let's erase the wasted. Take the evil out the people, they'll be acting right. Cause both black and white, and smoke tonight. And the only time we chill is when we kill each other. It takes skill to be real, time to heal each other. And although it seems evident, we ain't ready to see a black president. It ain't a secret, don't conceal the fact. The penitentiary's packed and it's filled with blacks. But some things will never change. Try to show another way, but staying in the dope game. Now tell me what's a mother to do. Being real don't appeal to the brother in you. You gotta operate the easy way.
I made a G today,
but you made it in a sleazy way. Selling back to the kid,
I gotta get paid.
But hey, well that's the way it is. Come on, come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Hear me.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
We gotta make a change. It's time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat, let's change the way we live, and let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes, can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do, but now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. Gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat, tat, tat, tat.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Some things will never change.
Hey guys, it's me, Anthony Council, part of Stay Woke with Ant, part of Anthony's Leadership Council. Are you looking forward to SGA? Are you trying to sign up for SGA, trying to be SGA president, or trying to be secretary, vice president, or anything like that? If you are, go to the SGA website and go to the SGA meeting so that way you can possibly be a part of the SGA experience. Right now, we have a special guest on the show who is telling us why we should vote for him for SGA secretary.
Okay. Hello, my name is Curtis Boyd, and I'm going to be running for freshman class senator, one of the three positions for senator, and there's a multitude of reasons that made me come to this decision and this position in particular. One being my resume. I have worked for Governor Cuomo, I've worked under House of Representatives Bill Pascrell, I've worked under a multitude of mayors, and the reason why I've done this is because I have a fascination to see how things are done on a political level, and that doesn't mean I'm a political science major, I'm actually a management major, but the interesting thing about this is I understand to a certain degree what entails this the political process of in general, understanding that Morehouse is slightly, incredibly different from our government, I think that I will bring a certain level of intensity and just a credibility to our program. I also think that as a Morehouse man, I feel like there's an obligation just to serve your fellow man. I've had a twin brother. I've had an older brother my entire life. Funny thing. But I understand what it means to truly have someone's back. So when it comes to making quick and immediate change, that's what I'm all about. I'm about making sure that the right people are in the right positions. A good leader doesn't pretend that he knows everything. He just knows the people who do. And that would be my job, is putting people in the correct areas as senator. I also want to make guerrilla warfare tactics to make this to make my administration more effective. One being, why did we wait an hour to get our ID? Some people even more than an hour. And why do we have to wait another 2 hours to get them activated? I feel like we should have had people, volunteers, willing to help activate cards and to set people's systems up. We should also have had people who can, as groups of 20, work around the campus, cleaning it up at certain times. I also think that as senator, I would instill things like making events for the houses, making houses eligible to set up things like pool parties and events like that. I'm not past us using our platform to make the freshman class experience more memorable, more desirable, more fun. And back to what I was saying about my resume, I've worked in the political field for a very long time, but that's not to say that I haven't worked in other fields. Like, my grandparents run a math camp every year, and being a participant and worker like as staff, I realized that there is key elements to running an organization, and it's even more key elements to running an organization that acts as a family. So as Morehouse men, I feel like my position would be to bring us men together, and is also to make sure that each and every individual characteristic and skill is shown to the best of their abilities. And as senator, I will handpick people that I feel are important, and not just as I feel is important, but who are qualified to be in the positions that they need to be in. And that's the platform that I'm running on. Thank you so much.
So if you guys are thinking about voting for secretary for SGA, just go out when the campaign starts, go out and vote for Mr. Curtis. Go out and vote for him to be secretary for your SGA for freshman class. And
one day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
To the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on to the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory.
Selma is now for every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
Tell me who flopped, who copped the blue drop, who jewels got popped, who's mostly doji down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mace, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop till I see my name on a blimp. Guarantee a million sales for the love of luck. You don't believe in Harlem World, double up. We don't play around, it's a bet, lay it down. Niggas didn't know me 91, bet they know me now. I'm the young Harlem with the goldie sound. Can't no PD hold me down. Cooler, school me to the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like Hootie. True pimp, spend no dough on the booty. When you yell, there go Mace, there go your cutie. See me die, then see me fly. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball is stopped. You never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do with a crew that got money much longer than yours? And a team much stronger than yours. Violate me, this'll be your day. We don't play, mess around, be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine here. Deal with many women, but treat down fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and the phone in the basement. My team supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a MC at all events bent. Send holsters, girls on shoulders, playboy, I told ya. Me and Mike to me, bruise too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much. Me lose my touch, never that. If I did, ain't no problem to get the where the true players at. Throw your rollies in the sky, waving side to side, and keep your hands high while I give your girl an eye. Player please, lyrically, you can see B.I.G. be flossing, jig on the cover of Fortune, 5-0-0. Hit my phone number, your man, I got the know. I got the dough, got the flow down, Pizzak, platinum plus, like Zizak, dangerous on Trizak, leave your ass Pizzak.
Hey guys, and welcome back to Stay Woke with Ants. This is a podcast that basically is trying to wake up another generation, wake up a young generation, Generation Z, and just to make sure that we are all aware of what's going on in our community. Like I said before, we have my co-host, Mr. Andy Harris, on the show.
Yes, sir.
And we have two very special guests on the show right now. We have one person who's from Clark Atlanta University who has just got her associate's degree and is now a first-year junior at Clark Atlanta who is aspiring to be a teacher, which is very, very cool. And we have a man from the house, Mr. Jaleel. I'm sorry, I butchered your name. It's okay. It's not okay. That's wrong.
Should never do that. It happens with like every teacher.
I get that. But we have Mr. J. I'm just gonna call you J. But
that works.
Jaleel.
Yeah.
Mr. Jaleel on the show as well. And we're just gonna let them introduce themselves and tell us how. Let them tell you guys how their first week was at Clark as well as at Morehouse, and anything you guys want to say. So I'll let the microphone go to y'all. So go ahead.
Okay. So my name is Aisha. I attend the illustrious Clark Atlanta University, and I am, as you said before, I'm a first-time junior. I'm 18 years old, and I graduated college. I graduated high school with my college degree, so at the same time. First week here has been kind of hectic. We got our classes, everything. Then we have first week experience. You know, just with the organizations and trying to meet new friends and just walking around and getting to know this place. Atlanta is definitely a very big city, very different, so it's kind of just getting used to your surroundings. But Clark Atlanta, I would say, is very dear to my heart, and I'm so glad I went to this university.
Jaleel Watson Williams, freshman computer science major from St. Pete, Florida. Peep the intro. Originally from Chicago, though, big Chirac. It's a dangerous place. But, I mean, you know, happy to be on the podcast. I'm very decent at limbo. And I'm a world champion rock, paper, scissors player.
Oh, really? World champ? You hear that, bro?
Yeah.
He said he's a world champ at rock, paper, scissors. Okay.
That's a whole joke.
I'm joking. It's not true.
I lose almost every game I play.
Nice. Okay, we'll have to hold you up on that. But going into, I guess, a new environment, you know, coming to Atlanta, like they always say, there's always something to do on a Friday night, on a weekend, on a Sunday, every day there's a party. That's very true, from what I've heard. But I did hear, and I know you heard about it too, bro, Mr. Harris, Pajama Jam. That was, I heard that was like last Friday, right?
Last Friday, yeah, that sounds about right.
Did you go?
I did go.
Did you go?
Yes, sir.
Did you go? All y'all went. Did y'all see each other?
Wait, how do you like think that? You go?
Because like, I heard, because one, I didn't go, because, you know, had to work on the show, always, you know, hard work pays off.
Sir.
Right. But from what I've heard is that there was like too many people at this party. Way too many people at this party.
I mean, like, man, it was so hard to like navigate. Like, I've never had that much trouble just moving in general.
Yeah.
Like, before Definitely. I went to that party.
Yeah, I lost touch with everyone that I came to the party with.
Oh,
pretty much just stayed in the same place.
You stayed in the same place?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because like, I guess I got there right when it started, and like, it was kind of, it was dead for like the first hour and a half.
That's how party
like,
usually goes. Yeah.
Once it got live, like, that mess got live. Yeah. Like, it was nuts. Like,
it was probably really.
I was like, golly, this is amazing.
It's crazy. I mean, because it's like the party, the Pajama Jam. It's been getting a lot of like hype and a lot of promotion throughout, I guess, the, you know, build up to Pajama Jam that Friday night. But then I also heard that like there was like someone posted, there was like someone was gonna shoot up Pajama Jam.
Yeah,
that's what I heard, and like everybody left and stuff. So
pretty much.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, my roommate was supposed to go with me, but he couldn't, and so at about, I'd say 11:30-ish, he sends me a message. I saw it on my watch, and so it says, he says, leave the party. Look at the message, it says, someone, I won't say names, said someone will shoot, someone's going to shoot the party up, so you need to leave the party if you're there.
Of course.
And so I told as many people as I could to leave the party.
Yeah.
I can only control so many people, or tell so many people what to do. And so I told her to leave, so this guy to leave. You weren't there, so I couldn't tell you to leave, but I left. And made it alive. And here I am today.
He like he came through. I was like, you know, just kind of standing with my throat hurting.
How was your throat hurting?
I was screaming lyrics, and that water was $2. I happily paid
$2
for
people.
It was the pettiest cup of water I've ever had. But
why
man,
did you pay $2 for it? I paid $1.
What? Anyways, hey, like I was saying,
he finessed his way.
I was over $1 here. I was over here biting ice cubes to stay alive, and I see this man walk by with like the most panicked look on his face, like "Get out now!" And I was like, "I'm not asking any questions. I'm heading out."
I mean, you were with someone, and so you said, "Why?"
He was just like, "Get out." I started making my way, and I was just like, why are we getting out? And he showed me the text. I didn't ask any more questions.
Smart.
Good. It's a smart thing. So, Miss Aisha.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, before the interview started, we were talking off the record about just how you have been involved with your BSU as well as other organizations within high school as well as somewhat in college. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what you've been able to?
Okay, so I feel like I was a Moja leader, and a Moja is a Swahili word for unity. And basically, California is a very diverse place, but yet we're lacking in educational settings. So a Moja's primary goal is to provide educational support for African-American students and other students. If you want to come, you know, everyone's welcome. So my main job is to create programs to assist in educational journeys, kind of making connections on campus. So anything that was college related, that was my job to do and create. So yes, we had a team of 5 people, and all we'll do is sit around all day and think, what can we do to make student life better on campus?
Nice, because there aren't a lot of people from, I guess, the classroom that I've been in, and Andy, you can probably vouch for this. I'll give you the example. Like, whenever they're like, okay, so who wants to be a teacher?
Yeah.
You don't hear anything.
Crickets.
It's pretty silent.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool that you want to be a teacher. Professor or teacher?
Teacher.
Teacher?
Yeah.
High school, middle school, elementary?
Elementary only.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
the young ones.
That's a
yikes. Making it easy.
Yeah, my older cousin, she graduated from Spelman, actually.
Okay.
And she is a teacher of fifth grade students.
Ah,
now hold it up.
Yeah.
Let's go. Shout out to all the Spelmanites out there.
Hey, we're praying for you.
Yeah.
Got it going. No, but she's a teacher of, I believe, fifth grade students. She's doing a pretty good job. She's taught in D.C., and she teaches back in L.A. So, shout out to you, Taylor Jackson. I love you. I miss you. I'll see you soon.
So, both of you guys are from L.A., right? Well, you're from the Bronx, but you
live
in L.A. Okay. So
I lived an hour from L.A.
Okay, so before I get to you, Julio, what has been the biggest transition for the both of y'all from going, living in L.A. or outside of L.A. or living in California and coming to the east side and being in Atlanta where it's, like, wet? You guys get a lot more rain here than Cali, probably.
Ladies first.
The weather. Like, I'm a natural girl,
okay.
And this humidity has not been easy for the hair.
Okay.
Like, I gotta say, I had to calm down with the wash and goes and stuff. Like, can't just leave my hair out because this humidity is just killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do not miss humidity. Because living in New York, that's all it was. So I miss LA for that regard, because there wasn't humidity, but it was hot for the most part.
I mean, it gets hot here. Wait till summer comes.
I didn't miss those first couple days of moving in.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I was sweating a lot.
No,
all my Morosh brothers and sisters, and my Spelman sisters, and Clark Atlanta brothers and sisters can also relate to this as well. They know exactly what happened, what it was, and. Yeah, that was a pain.
That was an interesting move-in day.
Tedious moving day. We had a call time of 12 o'clock, and when did I move in? I believe 2 o'clock was when I moved
in. Oh, I moved in at 8. But anyways,
that's beside the point.
I know what I thought y'all said, having no water to water with all the droughts y'all been having in California.
Oh, that's
true.
That
is in Northern California. I live in Southern California, so I can't exactly relate to that.
Hollywood. Okay, big shot.
I wouldn't call it that.
Burping. Okay. Okay, so you saw the star, didn't you? You saw the stars.
I went to Hollywood.
And that's not from the sky. Anyway. So, Julio.
Yes, sir.
What has been the biggest transition coming from? Because you said you're from Chicago, right?
Originally,
okay.
See, look, here's what happened, right? Chicago for 9 years, then I moved to Brooklyn for 3.
Okay.
Then, yes, sir. Then Florida for 5 years, St. Petersburg. It's right next to Tampa.
Nice.
Everybody knows where St. Peter is.
I know where St. Peter's is.
Yes, sir.
I got you, bro. But so what has been the biggest transition from that standpoint to coming, all the way to the ATL, Hotlanta? The Mecca.
Man, I'm going to be real with you. Like, it's been nice living here so far because Florida humidity and Florida heat is absolutely terrible. Like, it's not even fun to be outside. Like, all these outside gatherings just don't happen in Florida. Like, people just stay in their houses. Like, it's not like you sweat when you walk outside, and it's not even because you're hot. It's just because it's humid. And, like, you can't wipe it off. Because it's so humid, the sweat just kind of sticks to your forehead.
Oh, my God.
So just walking around, it's all just disgusting. Like, that's why, the fashion there is so, kind of whack. Because, everybody's just, trying to stay alive in this heat. It's brutal out there. But, for real, though, I mean, there wasn't that much to do in St. Pete because it's kind of like a retirement city. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people go there to retire. There's really nice beaches there. But I guess the biggest transition has been having stuff to do in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Being able to go downtown and even just around the campus, just there's things to do and people are a lot more friendly and engaging.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's just because it's Morehouse or what, but brotherhood.
Right.
But,
sure.
Yeah.
So, okay. So being at HBCU, well, with this show, it's called Stay Woke with Ant. And with the show, we try to wake up a generation that's kind of asleep, that may not understand the discriminatory that we face as a community, as black people, as men and women. So with your majors, what if you know, it's fine. If you don't, it's cool too. But what do you believe you want to do to help wake a generation within your major?
So my goal is to open up a school for low-income students in a predominantly Black neighborhood. And I'm going to, the focus is going to be kind of on coursework that embodies cultural needs, and like, because you need to know where you come from in order, I believe you need to know where you come from in order to be successful, because our story tells of strength and perseverance. I feel like in order to put that in perspective for the struggles you go through now, you need to know your history. So I'm just going to kind of create a school. I want to help students know that even though times get rough, school was tough, and whatever everyone's going through is rough, there's always a way to make it through. So I kind of want to make that school a safe haven for people who might not have it and stuff like that. So that's kind of my goals. And being at HBCU will help, because I learned all this cultural information that I need to know to be successful. All
right. So there's two main things I want to do with my computer science degree. One, start my own company, like probably computer software. And two, start a nonprofit organization to help introduce young Black males to the STEM field. Because, like, if you look at the statistics, I think, I'm pretty sure I read there was like 6% of like all of the workers in the STEM field are African American. Or it might have been like 9% of them are African American. Only 6% have college education. So like my organization would help them to, you know, get introduced to it, help build them up in it, help pay for their, you know, college education, like finance their higher education, and then provide them with like a place to work after college, or like the means to do whatever they want to do with the degree.
Okay. So, because, you know, there's, I mean, here at Morehouse, there are a lot of people who, excuse me, there are a lot of people who are trying to be in the STEM field, as mm-hmm. well as people who are trying to go into math, like Luis, or going to mechanical engineering or anything like that. So with that, how are you, what are you doing now? Well, this is a question for both of y'all. What are you guys doing now to help you guys be ready for, I guess, next year? Or, I mean, for you, what since you're a junior, like, you only have, I don't know, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
If you have done anything to help you prepare, what is it, possibly? If you guys have thought about that.
I mean, I'm starting to volunteer. I've been volunteering since, I believe, my 8th grade year. So I've been volunteering with kids. I'm just kind of build up my resume as I go. So, I mean, taking classes, getting the grades is...
I mean, for me, like right now, I guess as a freshman, main focus is on the grades. I'm, I guess, reaching out to people, just getting, really just networking and grades. That's like my main focus right now. Building connections, strengthening relationships, you know, all the whoop-de-whoop.
The whoop-de-whoop.
Mm-hmm. But yep. That's my main focus right now.
I get that. Yep. And I mean, for myself, I mean, doing the show, I'll be honest, this show was, it was kind of hard to get done, just because like I was trying to get people to do interviews. I was just, you know, school in general, homework, everything like that under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun. Nobody under the sun.
Oh, brother. I mean, it could be a challenge, but you know, with the grace of God, you know, just telling me that you can do it. I mean, you can do anything with him, anything like that. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you guys so much for tuning into my show. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. Like, really,
it's a pleasure.
All three of you guys. Do you guys have anything else you guys want to say before we go off?
Follow me on SoundCloud, J-Dub Beats. I produce. I mean, if you're looking up, if you're just, you know, network with your boy. I'm trying to get my name out there. So, like, if you're trying to collab, if you're a rapper, hit me up. My email is jdubbeats, J-D-U-B, beats with 2 S's, @gmail.com. That's all I'm going to say.
just keep striving out there. That's all I can really say.
And make sure you add me on Instagram at andy.harris14. I'm trying to get my followers up. I'm trying to get to 15K, or not 15K, 1.5K. You know, add me and like up my post, you know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Make sure to look both ways before you cross the street, too.
That is very, very important. Because in Georgia, you do not have the right of way, from what I've been told. So,
really? That's
what I've been told. But that's a story for another time.
And for Andy Harris and the whole entire team that was on the show today, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we will be right back here next Tuesday, where we're going to be talking about anything and everything under the sun, because in this generation, you have to stay woke. So for a recap of the show, remember, guys, there's no such thing as a safe place. There is no such thing as a safe place, and there is no such thing as a safe place. The reason why I'm saying that is because anything from a shooting to a bomb threat to anything that's terrible can happen. It doesn't just happen on TV. It can happen in real life, and it can happen to you anytime, any place, anywhere. And also, black-on-black crime, honestly, it needs to go down, because we need to stop killing our brothers and our sisters, because it's not right. There's too many of us on this planet. There's too many of us in this world that we don't need to be hating each other for small things. I say don't think small, think bigger, because you have to be a bigger person in this generation. You have to be a bigger person in this world. Also, anyone who's thinking about being in a STEM major, go out and be a teacher. I mean, those are one of the biggest and important jobs that we need out here in this world. Teachers are the people who help run this world. Teachers are the people who help us learn and grow as a human being, whether they can turn into a mentor or a mom or a surrogate mom or surrogate dad, anything like that. But at the end of the day, make sure you guys stay woke always, because you never know what could happen. You're not promised today, you're not promised tomorrow. So always remember to stay woke, stay alive, and stay faith and prayed up. This is Stay Woke with Anthony Council, and we will see you guys later.
Big sight, new Hank. Oh God, big sir. Yeah. Y'all know how to go, you know.
All eyes on me.
Oh, G. Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what?
I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating, trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the funk, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell is where them cowards going. Well, all you still down, follow when you see me, and let these devils be sorry for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan and every time we ride, hitting up when we pass by. Until I die, live the life of a boss player. Cause even when I'm hot with me and get cross later, the future's in my eyes. Cause all I want is cash and things. A 500 Benz wanting flashy brains. Pursue me like a dream. Been known to disappear before your eyes. It's like a dope fiend. It seems my main thing was to be major. Paid the game sharper than the razor blade. Save money, bring lies. One getting jealous and die. Depend on me like the first and 15. They might hold me for a second, but these punks won't get me. We got four and low riders and ski masks screaming thug like every time they pass. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Live the life of a thug until the day I die. Live the life of a boss player. Cause even getting high.
Hey, to my Pac. So much trouble in the world. Ain't nobody feel your pain. The world's changing every day. Time's moving fast. My girl said I need a race. How long will she last? I'm caught between my woman and my pistol and my chips. Triple bean, got some smokers on, whistle as a dip. I'm lost in the land with no plan, living life flawless. Crime boss, contraband, let me toss this. Media got a lot of nerve, let my bucket swerve. I'm taking off from the curb. The nervousness, neglect made me pack a tech. Devoted to serving this, my wet and paychecks. Like a kite satellite, I'm forever ballin'. It ain't right, parasites, triggers, and fleas crawling. Sucker duckin', get busted, no emotion. My devotion is handling my business, keep on coasting. Where you going? I've been there, came back, it's lonely, homie. Steady flowing against the grain, still don't know me. It's about the money in this rap, this crap. It ain't funny, don't even know how to act.
What can I do? What can I say? Is there another way? This is gin all day, 24 parlay. My little homie G, can't you see I'm Buster Free? Can't stand me, all eyes on me.
Live life as a thug, until the day I die. Live life as a rose play, all eyes on me. All eyes on me, little life of the until the day I die. Little life of the boss play. All eyes on me.
The feds is watching, plotting to get me. Will I survive? Will I die? Come on, let's picture the possibility. Giving me charges, lawyers making a grip. I told the judge I was raised wrong, and that's why I blame. Was hyper as a kid, old as a teenager. On my mobile, calling big shots. On the scene, major, packing hundreds in my drawers. The law. With a passion, I'm living rough and raw. Catching cases at a fast rate, balling in the fast lane. Hustle till the morning, never stop until the cash came. Live my life as a thug, until the day I die. Live my life as a pause player, cause even getting high got me tossing, I put the top down. Now it's time to floss my. Keep your head up, make me suffer. Up in the bins, burning rubber. The money is mandatory, though. For the strap, this criminal lifestyle. Equipped with the bulletproof vest. Make sure your eyes is on the meal ticket. Get your money, let's get rich and real. Kick it, all eyes on me.
Live the life as a thug, until the day I die. Live the life as a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me. Live the life as a thug, until the day I die. Live the life as a boss player.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on me.
Pay attention, man. See how that beat go? Walk up in the. Be like, ping.
Live my life as a thug, till the day I die. Live my life as a thug, cause even getting hot.
Every. I got busters, police watching, you know?
Live my life as a thug, till the day I die. Live my life as a boss play.
All eyes on me.
Like what they think, I'm walking around with some keys in my pocket or something. They think I'm going back to jail. They really on that dope.
Live my life as a thug till the day I die.
I know y'all watching. I know y'all got me.
Till the day I die.
I know y'all know this is thug life, baby. Y'all got me on the surveillance, huh?
All eyes on me.
But I'm knowing.
Is this thing on? Word.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out.
We get a lighter.
That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild.
Keep that in there.
And free.
What? I keep them rolled up, sagging my pants, not caring what I show. Keep it real, if you don't know me, keep it playing with my bros. It look clean, don't it? Washed it the other day, watch how you lean on it. Keep me some 501 jeans on it. Roll up bigger than King Kong's fingers and burn them things down to they stingers. You a class clown, and if I skip for the day, I'm with your chick smoking gray.
You know what? It's like I'm 17 again, peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase. Chevy, it's getting kinda heavy, irrelevant. Selling it, dipping away. Time keeps slipping away. Zipping the safe, flipping for pay. Tipping like I'm dripping in paint. Up front, folk, like a leaf, put the in the chain.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young.
Care. Long as me and my team in here, it's gonna be some green in the air. Tell them, Mac.
Blowing everywhere we going, and now you know when I step right up. Get my lighter so I can light up.
That's how it should be done. Soon as you thinking you're down, find how to turn things around. Now things are looking up.
From the ground up, pound up, this Taylor gang. So turn my sound up and mount up and do my thing.
Now I'm chilling, fresh out of class, feeling like I'm on my own and I could probably own a building. Got my own car, no job, no children. Had a size project, me and Mac killed it.
THC, MAC, DEV, HD3. It's me, this is us. We gon' fuss and we gon' fight and we gon' roll and live our
life. So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep. We're just having fun. We don't care who sees. So what, we go out. That's how it's supposed to be. Living young and wild. And
smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun. So we just roll one, smoke one. When you live like this, you're supposed to party. Roll one, smoke one, and we all just having fun.
So up, we get drunk. So up, we don't sleep. We're just having fun.